This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. This hour brought to you by Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about it, secureenergyfuture.org. I'm Scott Hannon from Tynset, Norway today. Bet you haven't been here before.
I was just there on Google Maps. I see there's a lovely river by Tynset there. It looks like a nice little farming community.
Exactly. Yes. Nice. That's what it is. Very, very rural. Rural. I'm trying to roll my R's while I'm here. That whole deal. Doing my best. Anyway, brought to you by the Secure Energy Future website. If you go to, it's a Coalition for Secure Energy Future, but if you go to secureenergyfuture.org, that's the website that will arm you with all kinds of great information about this industry. You know what? It's funny. There's a lot of electric cars here, and you see all different brands, and then, of course, Tesla's big, and there's Tesla dealerships and, you know, others. So, and, you know, the infrastructure for an electric car in a country like Norway, well, fairly good size geographically. I mean, it's 5 million people, so it isn't like you it's a lot easier to do than the U.S., for instance, right, where they're not as widespread. But where do you think the electricity comes from? In the case of us in North Dakota and Minnesota, it's coal, right? These are coal-powered cars is what they are. Yes, you plug them in for electricity, and they come after the electricity is generated. But I get a kick out of it because I think some people think, well, I'm driving an electric car because it's green. So you're driving an electric car that takes electricity and affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota comes from coal, lignite. Reliably, affordably, homegrown energy. That's for sure. Find out more about that online. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. A couple of texts that I'm backed up on I'll get to here now as well, and those are welcome. It's 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Scott, do you think American taxpayers should foot the bill for Trump's military parade on July 4th, or should Trump pay for it himself? The military could use those funds for training or other mission-related issues. All right. Well, first of all, I think that parades and anything that promotes the military is a good thing for the overall cause. That is, for instance, like the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds or whatever. So this idea that should Trump pay for it, is kind of like, well, should Obama pay when he goes overseas to see family members? You can get into a president's a president, and, you know, when they travel, when they do what they do it as president. Now, if they campaign, and they're going there to say, elect me, don't elect Joe Biden or whatever, that's a different deal. They reimburse for the cost. But a president is a president. So, no, I think the July 4th military parade is a great idea. I know that some people have said it's not such a good idea, and they think it sort of smacks of other countries and the games they play. In this case, it's not President Trump that is being honored. He is honoring the troops. He's showing the world the best fighting force on the planet and showcasing them in a really neat way. I don't think that's a bad thing. Do you? I'll ask the audience. Same question the listener asked me. Do you think American taxpayers should foot the bill for Trump's military parade? Or should Trump pay for it himself?
I'd like to see the American taxpayer front the bill for that parade as opposed to constantly supporting and giving handouts to illegal immigrants. Just saying there, it'd be better use of that money.
I did get a kick out of this last line. The military could use those funds for training or other mission-related issues. But it's amazing how many Democrats don't want to give the military what they need for proper funding. Trump is the first guy that's actually gotten the arena in that regard and got some real, serious increases, although there's a ways to go in defense spending. Let's go to Mark on the road. Mark, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Government should pay for that parade. No problem with that. And I really enjoyed the joke you told. And I got another one for you in kind of the same vein, if you're ready for that.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so there's this incumbent Democratic senator running for re-election, and he's hitting every event he can find, church socials and fairs and whatever. He's at this little county fair, and he's got this farmer's family lined up. He's shaking hands with four boys that this farmer has, and he gets to the youngest one, and the youngest boy shaking his hands, he turns and looks at the farmer, and the farmer just blushes, and he says, "Oh, that's a fine crop of boys you're raising. I'm sure every one of them is going to grow up to be a fine, God-fearing, voting Democrat." The farmer says, "Well, I'll set my youngest there. Jimmy's took to reading."
Jimmy's took to reading. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Have a good day, Scott. Wish I were you where you good... are.
Yes, come visit sometime.
That would be fun.
You know, appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Got to have good Montana, North Dakota jokes. Got to have, you know, Ole and Sven, right, jokes. And what else? Bison, a lot of good bison. You know, if you want to work on the farm, go to NDSU. If you want to own the farm, go to UND. Have you heard that one before? Yeah. What else? So you got good UND, NDSU, Democrat, Republican, I guess go right along with it. So perfect. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, you'll notice AOC provided exactly zero evidence for her claims. Well, how many protesters at DAPL backed up any of their claims? Nothing came true. Nothing. It was one lie after another. While horses were being stolen and, you know, terrorizing going on and everything else, so she's part of the same group. Doesn't surprise me one bit. It's all to get themselves on TV and exploit this. Truth, who cares about the truth? I just want to get some headlines. Another texter. What's the difference from when the Thunderbirds come to Fargo on July 20th? The air show, like the parade, is a great recruiting tool as well as honoring the military. I'm a disabled vet and a taxpayer. Yes, on the parade. Thank you. Thank you for that. Answering the question of one of our callers earlier. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texas says, if our tax dollars have to pay for illegals in this country, you're darn right we can pay for a parade to celebrate our military and American might. Yeah, isn't that something? And I want to talk about that a second. Let's say AOC is right, that by some bad, you know, choice of you know, handling a crisis, and by the way, it is a crisis, right? The reason there are 50-person cells crammed with 150 people is why? Because we've now set up a system where we incentivize people to come. We have this perverse, ridiculous, you know, incentive. And it says, bring a child and you'll get in and get released in the country. So the numbers are just swelling like crazy, okay? They know they're swarming the system. We have to let them go. They know that, right? So then bad things happen, things we don't want to happen that hopefully will be fixed now with this latest $5 billion or whatever it is to the border situation. But it's happening because people have chosen to break the law. And their Democratic supporters in Congress are okay with it. In fact, the bad guy isn't the person breaking the law. The bad guy isn't the one saying, bring a child in and you'll get a free pass. That's your passport. Just grab a kid, come across the border, you get a passport. Right there, they're your passport. The people breaking the law are the ones, in my mind, that are to blame. Now, do you hang them? Of course not. Nobody suggested that anywhere. But if you are in a situation where you are coming to the United States hoping to get in, and you get in, end up in a detention center and separated from loved ones, whose fault is that? Can we go around the horn here? Whose fault is that, Kevin?
Huh.
Is that the federal government, Donald Trump?
I don't see that. Not really, no.
Todd, do you think it is? Who's the blame?
No.
Do we put any blame on the people actually deciding to cross the border illegally? And then the people who do not say, hey, we got a problem, let's fix it. They just say, hey, we got a problem, and it's Trump's fault. They don't even vote to fix it. Hey, we got a problem. This is bad. How can I get on TV? How can I raise my stature, maybe get a few more Twitter followers and a few more Facebook likes and YouTube views with this? That's what we're faced with here, folks. That's what's going on. And I don't know why we, you know, three-quarters of the nation that's hearing this story, is half of them are saying, that's horrible, that's terrible, I can't believe they're doing that. Oh, it's awful. The other half are saying, what do you expect? Come on. This is just basic common sense. You don't get put in any kind of uncomfortable detention cell. You don't have the unfortunate situation of having trouble getting a drink of water if you don't decide to break the law. All right. We have a survey question going, too, on the military parade. Who should pay July 4th? President Trump, more after this on What's on Your Mind.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found puppies, lambs, bunnies, and motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
You want a better night's sleep? I can all but guarantee it. In fact, I will guarantee it. My Pillow is going to make your sleep better. If it doesn't, send the pillow back. A 60-night money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty with this thing that'll never, ever go flat. Once you get it in the mail, throw it in the dryer, okay, and fluff it out. It conforms to you. That's the beauty of the My Pillow. Every other pillow, you have to say, okay, do I like this and move it around, everything else. This pillow, contours right to you. And right now, they're $69.98 for a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums. Lowest price ever, $34.99 a pillow. Nobody ever anywhere has offered that price on radio or TV before. And it's only available at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or by calling 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Let's see what else we have here. Okay. 258-0550, text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Here's a question. How about Nancy Pelosi pay for her own booze?
And God knows she has a lot of it or needs a lot of it.
Well, I think we're hearing about her throwing some fancy receptions on the taxpayers' dime. So I think that's what that one's about. Scott, no, Trump should not pay for this. Why do people very often say Trump wants it? He pays, she should pay for it. Well, if that's the case, I don't want to pay for illegal immigrants. So I think just the Democrats and Libs should pay for them. I don't want to pay for them. Interesting point. Bismarck resident says, what's an air show? Do you think that's tongue-in-cheek? Since Minot gets one, and Fargo gets one, and Grand Forks gets one, and Bismarck just wants one, you think that's what it is?
I would think, yeah.
If not, if you're asking a serious question, an air show is where a number of planes are in the air doing different demonstrations, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Blue Angels, Thunderbirds, examples of the ones that have come to town before. In fact, we have now Kurt Kesselring's son, Brian Kesselring, is the commander of the Blue Angels, North Dakota boy. Kind of neat. Texture says, if you want to honor the military, give them the day off for the 4th. And if this is honoring the military, then no Make America Great signs again, no campaign signs, keep it non-political. I can guarantee you there won't be any Make America Great signs again by the president. And you can't control what somebody brings to it. But I don't think it's really honoring somebody to say, take the day off. I think you're being a little curmudgeonly there. If the president were to personally pay for the parade, it would be even more gracious and selfless act than President Trump's decision to run for office. Do not misunderstand. We should, as a nation, celebrate our military and pay for it collectively via our taxes. A glorious shaming could occur of those who suggest he should personally pay for the parade if we, the people, crowdfunded a significant portion through a White House portal. Interesting. We're doing that with the border right now. Have you donated yet? You can have your name right there on the wall. You can. WeBuildTheWall.us. Texter says, drinking water out of a toilet, if it actually happened, would not surprise me. Those doing it do not know any better. All they see is water, and they want to drink. It may be better than what they had access to before they got here.
Probably.
Well, that's a good point. That's a fair point we're not even really considering here. She walks by and sees somebody take toilet, you know, and we're forced to. That's all they know. Could be. I don't know. So that's another point. All right. Let's see here. Different topic. Okay. First of all, now our calls are backing up here. So Chad from Fargo. Let's get to you. Chad, what's on your mind?
Well, it looks like we lost Chad. Let's go to Frank.
Frank from Minnesota. Go ahead, Frank.
No, he's gone.
Did I just learn of these when they've been up there for? All right, 800-228-0550. A little glitchy today, a little glitchy. And the big thing is I can't see who's calling. I'm relying on others to do that here for me today. So here's a text to the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee. Hasn't met since October. The next scheduled meeting is July 17th. If you have serious whistleblower-type questions coming from the public and your job is to investigate such performance questions, do you really think it is right to have to ask the people who are to be investigated or their conflict of interest cronies for permission to conduct the investigation, especially when they can go 9 months or more without meeting? Not to mention the auditor's office is in the executive branch, not the legislative branch. The auditor informs the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee. He doesn't answer to the legislature. Thus, the AG statement correctly identified the unconstitutionality of SB 2004. That is one person's opinion. That I think is flawed in a couple of ways. One, I heard myself, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, say that committee will meet as often as is needed. And as part of the change, said we will increase the amount of meetings and we will meet. So there's a lot of the sky is falling arguments being made on this that really don't pass muster. Okay? So that's one thing. Second thing, do you really think it's right to have to ask the people who are being investigated or their conflict of interest cronies for permission to conduct the investigation? Seems to me you have a very low opinion of legislators if you think they are, you know, a conflict of interest cronies. I think they had a pretty good system. And the system said you can audit anybody you want. Once you do, come back and let's have that person there because things can be said. You know, I'll give you one example. The audit on the transportation of the governor's office. I don't know that I saw anywhere in any report and or media coverage of the report that the dollars were within the budget that was allocated. So there was no misuse of funds. Now, obviously, sometimes somebody can have a budget and not use it correctly. But that was, who audits the auditor? Is the auditor beyond reproach? Is that what we're saying? I think some people have bought into a lot of hype. Just talk to some people that have left the office, and then you'll know a little bit more. Gary in Jamestown, let's get to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, in regards to Iran getting nuclear weapons, if I were a leader of Iran and I wanted nuclear weapons, I wouldn't waste my time and money, you know, researching, developing, and testing, and hopefully the weapon may or may not work. I would simply send my army over to Pakistan and take those weapons because there's just nobody there to stop Iran. You know, this is maybe Representative Armstrong or Senator Kramer could comment on this.
You're saying that's as much a threat as them not making them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, who's going to stop them? You know, just take those weapons. And he got him.
We'll ask. We will. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Well, I think we, isn't Pakistan an ally? Is, or is not?
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think clearly we jump in, but I mean, it's a fair point.
Yeah.
We'll ask Kelly, too. Appreciate the call. Chad from Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Say, Chad, I don't think you're from Fargo.
He dropped off again. Yeah.
Pluto. I think you're from maybe Mars. I can't quite tell. Does that sound like a
bad signal? Yeah, just a bad signal. Yep.
Is that what that was? Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that, Chad. Try again. We'll get you in here. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, when we come back, your questions and comments, welcome for him on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
So much is happening in the Bakken and Western North Dakota, you have to see it to believe it. Juven Bus Tours invites you to the Medora Bakken Oil Tour, a black gold bus tour. Hop aboard a luxury motor coach. 4-day tour of Western North Dakota leaving from Fargo. Bus transportation, breakfast, dinners, 3 nights hotel, all included, only $579 per person. And you'll hear from the experts. You'll also make a stop at a North Dakota Petroleum Council Cook Fest and take in the Medora Musical. July 15th through 18th. Book now, 800-343-0093, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visits a southern border detention center and claims to see migrants and asylum seekers drinking water from toilets.
They should be given water. They should be given basic access to human rights.
Federal officials concede that the detention centers are cramped, but they're denying most of what Ocasio-Cortez claims to have seen. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley
Kelly says,
I'm glad she's saying it's horrible down at the border. We've been saying that now for 2 years.
Gidley blaming Democrats for not agreeing to change laws that are drawing migrants to the southern border seeking asylum. President Trump's campaign and the GOP raising $105 million in the year's second quarter, giving the president a big edge over Democratic competitors who've divided donors in the 2020 presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com. The proud 80-foot flagpole is there. And, of course, throughout June, they're giving away a free flag with your purchase. We have Independence Day coming up, and I bet they still have one. Get your Independence Day ride. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Hey, it's grilling season. The weather's just perfect for it, and Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats is ready for you with Ready for the Grill burger patties. And these aren't just your, you know, sort of supermarket kind of burger patties. These are the real deal. Wagyu and Angus beef, the only store that carries North Dakota-raised Wagyu beef, known for that intense marbling. It's so awesome on the grill. And all of the burgers are North Dakota-raised, jerky from North Dakota, too. Beer brats, cheddar brats, homemade brats, summer sausage, meat sticks, country-style sausage, 625 South Washington, next to Runnings, a Dan's supermarket off South Washington. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, tell them we sent you, and you get yourself a very special deal. We want that very special deal just for you. Texture says, if you donate to build the wall, you get your name put on it. You heard me correctly. That's right. There's different levels. I know there's $5,000 for like a whole section, and then $1,000 for a bigger thing, and it's all, you know, depending on the size. $500, you get something, so... Yes, you can check all that all at WeBuildTheWall.us. WeBuildTheWall.us. Questions or comments for Congressman Kelly Armstrong are welcome at 800-228-0550 in our final half hour of What's on Your Mind for a Tuesday edition of the program. Congressman Armstrong, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. You get to tackle lots of fun 4th of July parades. Your first as a member of Congress?
Yeah, actually, we're going to go to the air show in Minot. So, you know, the great thing about the 4th is everybody does it well in North Dakota. The bad part about the 4th is I can't be everywhere.
No kidding, but air shows are fun on the 4th. That's a solid choice, no doubt about it. We were debating yesterday whether West Fargo or Mandan had the bigger hoopla for the July 4th parade. That's always kind of a battle. Those are two dandies, too. So there's something in every
I don't even get to put a pitch in for Rough Rider Days in Dickinson.
Well, there you go. Sure, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's the best in North Dakota, those summer events. And then Cook Fest is coming up a little later on in the month. Can't wait for that either. Those are always a great time. Free food and that's going to be a blast. We had a caller earlier ask about Iran and wanted us to ask specifically for you about whether or not you're concerned about the threat. Okay, if we tell Iran, you know, no more nukes, you can't build nukes, churn this uranium into the material, the fissile material, to be able to have a bomb, what would prevent them from just going to Pakistan or some other place and just take one of theirs? I mean, is that a worry for you?
Yeah, that's always a worry. We never talk about the Pakistan-India conflict because those are two nuclear countries, and they've had such a conflict for so many years that it's scary, but it's also, if there's a word as such a thing as a stable conflict, that tends to be there. The international community is pretty good at tracking where everything is. When you start moving from one geopolitical area to another, you tend to catch it, but we always have to be vigilant. The real concern with Iran is making sure that we keep them from developing their own nuclear weapon. But yeah, we're concerned however they get it. I just think we have relationships are what they are in this world, but we have pretty good relationships with Pakistan and India regarding, especially on intelligence and stuff. So our bigger concern is Iran making their own, that's for sure.
By the way, just some breaking news here. The Vice President Mike Pence plane was in the air en route to an event in New Hampshire. They called the plane back to Washington for an unspecified emergency, and the planned event in New Hampshire was canceled. That is all we know. That came just moments ago. But we'll keep you posted on that and let you know what we do know. We have a call that came in during the break for you, too, Kelly. Go ahead and roll that.
I'd like Mr. Armstrong to answer the question why NASS failed in its reporting on the June 28th crop report and why we've got to wait 6 weeks of the growing and marketing year to get this cleaned up. Thank you.
Yeah, we've been in touch with USDA, not just with that issue, but this stuff has to get going, and we need, now that that's happened, we have to get them to mobilize as quickly as possible. It's unfortunate, and at the same time, we're working through on the mitigation payments and continuing on the implementation of the farm bill, and so our office is in touch. I asked USDA the other day if they thought it would be better Department of Agriculture, if it would be better if we just moved an office in with them until this was all sorted out.
How are they, though? Are they receptive? Do they jump when you call?
Actually, the Department of Agriculture, we don't always get the answers we want, but they are very, very good at returning. Not all agencies are the same, and they have been really responsive to at least keeping us up to date and letting us know what's going on.
Okay, so we have calls about this situation before, just saying, hey, they blew it, messed with the price of corn, and what's the remedy going to be? Is that uncommon? To me, an estimate would be an estimate, and it happens, but, are people right to expect some sort of correction to this or some sort of compensation because of it?
Right now, what I really want to see is the timeline and get it truncated as quick as possible so people know what they're dealing with, but, we'll see how they work themselves through it. My concern is that they get it done quickly, and that this just can't happen again, and we need to get it moving quickly.
Help me understand how some colleagues of yours, led by Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, go down to the border and complain that things aren't up to their standards, even though some of the facts that they laid out have been disputed by CBP now. But nonetheless, they go down there and say, this is terrible, this is awful. Same people that voted against the funding to fix the influx that is caused by policies they have supported.
Yeah, well, I think we should all just be happy that the Democrats are actually acknowledging that there is actually a quarter a crisis on the border. One of the things that it gets talked about, but we don't talk about it near enough, is it used to be 1 out of 10 adults would come to the border with a male adults would come to the border with a kid. Now it's about 50%, and that is a completely different change in dynamics. And how, not only are there more people, but there's more adults with children, and the dynamics of that just flat out shift everything they do down there. I get a little hesitant when everybody goes down there to say that the political agenda was pre-baked in, I think is the understatement of the century. So I don't know why they didn't support the money. We're in a divided government. I will be the first one to tell you that I didn't love the Senate bill, but we had to get this money down there right now, and we had to start dealing with it. And that's the way sometimes the divided government's supposed to work. And I am sure glad that the moderates in the Democratic Party got their way, and not the liberals.
Do you think that's a a sign of what may be in the future that we'll see a little bit more of? I mean, it was significant, obviously, that there was this stalemate, and then the moderates broke and said, we don't like this, we're going to go along with the Republicans on this to get this through. That was a loss for Nancy Pelosi. Is that a one-off, or do you expect more of those?
Well, I don't know. You know, Representative AOC referred to the Problem Solver Caucus as the Democrats' Tea Party, which I found pretty, I thought was projecting to some degree or another. But I mean, this is, they better work with that side of their aisle, because otherwise they'll have no chance of getting anything through the Senate. You know, and I mean, people want Washington to function. And in order for Washington to function on some issues, there's going to have to be compromise. I mean, you need 60 votes in the Senate. You need to get support from Democrats in the House, and you got to get this White House to sign it. And I don't think if you take the far liberal wing of the U.S. House of Representatives, you get the Senate to support it or the president to sign it. So hopefully they will be working with more of their reasonable people on that side of the aisle.
Questions for Kelly Armstrong are welcome today. Chad from Fargo. Go ahead, Chad. Chad, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead for Kelly Armstrong. Yeah.
Good morning, Congressman Armstrong. It's nice talking to you. I got a question for you. If China now, if we get this trade war gone with them, will they be buying more soybeans from, so say, North Dakota and that, instead of buying it from Brazil and Argentina, where they have a lot of operations now down there? Are they going to buy more from us, or this is all going to be a lost cause?
Well, I think first we have to talk about how much of African swine flu that China's actually experiencing. What they're reporting and what other people are reporting are very different. They're killing a lot of their hogs over there. But no, I mean, that's the concern. The longer we go on in these issues right now, the bigger issue is markets change. They find different buyers in those types of issues. We still grow. I don't know if we'll be growing more or we'll be selling more or less, but we'll be able to sell soybeans to China. But as they develop, I mean, that's one of the problems with the ag community, and that's one of the things we keep telling this White House as we continue to work through all the other areas where China truly is really bad actors, is the longer this goes on, markets adjust, and we can't have our guys left holding the bag on this deal.
Thank you.
Chance, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's see who's next. Nathan from Fargo. Nathan, you're up at 800-228-0550 for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead. Nathan, are you there?
I wanted to talk. Yep. Hello.
Okay, go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Rep. Armstrong. The first thing I wanted to talk about this morning is I was just wondering the message that the Republicans are trying to go against the border and the babies and the incarceration. California, in Kamala Harris's state, infants live in prison with their mothers. It's the infant mother prison program. But there's no mention of that. And the second thing, I was wondering, were you in Congress when H.R. 608 was voted on?
I don't know what H.R. 608 is, but I've only been in Congress since January.
Tulsi Gabbard and Chuck Grassley legislation, and what it was the Stop Arming Terrorist Act, and it prevented the CIA, the Obama administration, and CENTCOM from directly or indirectly arming terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I was wondering why we don't use that for a message against the Democrats.
I was not in Congress when that passed. I just got there in January. And with regards to the prisons in California, and I didn't actually know that existed in California, but the big issue with the border crisis is we just have to get enough facilities to handle this. And then we need to redo our asylum law because it doesn't work. The timelines don't work.
Nathan, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll continue with more after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Kelly Armstrong with us today. If you have questions or comments for him, it's welcome to call us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. More after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Somebody from Norway. Oh, go ahead.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, live from Tynset, Norway today. Having a grand time in Norway for a couple more days, coming back on the 4th of July. So I'll be back in studio for Friday's program and looking forward to it. Hoping a great 4th of July plan. I'll be thinking of you and all those wonderful activities on the 4th of July as I'm stuck over Greenland or something, making my way back. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary. And the University of Mary wants you to know there are enormous opportunities for you to continue your education, to get a degree with the University of Mary in a very flexible way. They work with their students in a way that other schools talk about. You know, I mean, University of Mary says, okay, we're flexible and affordable. That actually means something. Same thing with the support that's there. All of it means something. In the case of flexibility, you choose your program mode. offered online, on-site, or a blend of the two. One that's right for you. Affordability, the costs are truly competitive. There's transparency, so no hidden fees. Many of the programs have tuition that's locked in. And the support means the faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout the entire program. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Discover more at umary.edu/online. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We were just talking in the break a little bit about Norway. And since you married a Norwegian girl, you know a little bit about this fine country, right?
I do. I've been there 12, 13 times, I suppose. So probably not as much as I should, but opportunity to spend lots of time over there and actually live there for a little while. So it's definitely my second favorite country in the world.
July 17th, rather, Robert Mueller will be before the Judiciary Committee that you serve on in the House. Have you got your question, all thought out for him yet?
I have themes thought out. You know how this works in these hearings, Scott. We only get 5 minutes, and being that I am a new member of Congress, I will go pretty late in the order. So I think one of the things I hope people think I'm pretty good at is I'll react to what goes on in the hearing before I really form up what I ask. The last thing I'm going to do is just go in there with a prepared speech and ask questions that have already been asked 3 or 4 times just because that's what I prepared for. So I'm on my third time through the Mueller report and also going through the a lot of the circumstances in which gave rise to the Mueller report. So I think it's going to be a huge day in D.C. I hope people actually ask questions and don't spend their time giving their five-minute "We hate Donald Trump" speeches, because it'll be a huge hearing, and we should conduct it the way we're supposed to.
You've been busy with the committees you're on and all this oversight that is going on. Kellyanne Conway up there not long ago trying to assert that the Hatch Act is something that she has violated. Is there any sense that this is working for the Democrats? I mean, they're going to, politically speaking, is this they're accomplishing what they want to accomplish by continuing this this effort to haul as many people up there as possible?
Well, I think if their goal is to keep their base fired up, it's probably working. But, they're not even getting, I don't know, when you bring John Dean in and when you lose Morning Joe the next day, I'm not entirely sure it's working for you. But they're not even getting coverage on some of these hearings anymore. And if they're, I don't get this question when I'm back in North Dakota. People are tired of it. And I also don't think they're doing it very well. I mean, just from a purely objective standpoint, it seems like it's everything. It's scattershot. Anytime there's a headline they don't like, they schedule a hearing the next week.
Another question I wanted to ask you. President Trump has a 4th of July military parade that he's been working on for some time, talking about that is happening on July 4th. And, some people don't like this, think it's a bad idea. What do you think? Is this parade a good idea?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you when it's over. I think the concept is a good idea. I mean, obviously, we were just talking about parades we do all across the state on the 4th of July and how big they are in every community, whether it's Dickinson, Fargo, or West Fargo, Mandan, not let alone all the small towns. So I really hope it stays a nonpartisan affair and just celebrates the birth of our country. And if they do that well, I think it's a great idea.
All right, about a minute left. Two quick things. One, the USMCA is something obviously extraordinarily important to North Dakota agriculture. Nancy Pelosi holds the power in her hands to decide whether it's going to be voted on or not. Seems to be quite the delay. You see any sunshine there that's going to be let up?
My thoughts on USMCA have kind of looked at like a cardiogram as where whether I was optimistic or pessimistic about it going. And, we're home now in district until the 8th, and then we have 3 short weeks in July. And then we have our big August break where we get to go back and meet with all our constituents. And I, with everything going on with Bob Mueller testifying and all the other things that are going on, I just don't see this being brought to a vote before we leave for the August recess, which is really, really too bad, because if it was on the floor, it would pass.
Dale in Brushlight, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead quickly, Dale.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my phone might cut in and out up here. I was just curious on these tariffs that's going on that is hurting our farmers, which it is hurting our farmers, I believe. But I think I'm wondering why nobody complained much when coal mines and our car dealerships and everything were being coaled, our car manufacturing and everything else was going overseas. I never heard much complaints about that at all. These people were getting hurt just like the farmers are now.
Hey, do me a favor and call back tomorrow, Dale, so we can continue this conversation, and we'll get Kelly a chance to answer that next time, too. Got to go. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Juven Tours and Travel invites you to Branson for six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. What a lineup. The Texas Tenors at the Andy Williams Theater. The Blackwoods. Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at the Welk Resort Theater. The Miracle of Christmas at Sight and Sound Theater. And the Christmas Wonderland, plus so much more. $989 per person based on double occupancy October 31st through November 5th. Call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or go to juventours.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.